escapes. Forty years ago, the whole of the civilized world was shaken by the Dreyfus case. France, still suffering from her defeat by the Prussians in 1870, and struggling to build up her military strength for the next war, was in a state of nervous tension. Our story begins in the office of General Mercier, the Minister for War.
Gentlemen, I tell you that we must find who is responsible for betraying our secrets to the Prussians.
Is it certain that anything of importance has been betrayed?
We have that intercepted letter.
If only we could discover who wrote it.
Major Henry is at present making investigations.
Whoever did it should be shot.
He'll be lucky to escape being torn to pieces by the mob. And if we don't find the traitor soon, the Paris mob is already beginning to accuse us of being the traitors. Gentlemen, come to the window. Listen.
Yes. I was nearly mobbed myself as I came through the entrance.
Gentlemen, we must find the man who is guilty.
What if he should be one of ourselves?
One of us? Impossible.
I mean one of the staff corps. A gentleman.
No gentleman of France could betray his country. Well, what is it? Oh, it's you, Henry.
I think I have discovered the traitor, sir.
You have? Who is it?
Alfred Dreyfus.
Alfred Dreyfus? Never heard of him.
He's a captain in the 39th Infantry. He's a Jew.
A Jew? What luck.
That's right, sir. Let the papers once say that a Jewish officer has been betraying France, and the army will be cleared of blame at once. We'll be as popular as ever again.
What is your proof, Major Henry?
What I did, sir, was this. I looked through the army lists and picked out all the officers who are Jews.
An excellent idea.
Then I got specimens of their handwritings from the records office and compared them with the letter. The only one with any resemblance was that of Dreyfus.
I see.
We can have the trial held in camera with only responsible military officials admitted.
On the ground that otherwise valuable information might be conveyed to the ears of the Prussians.
In addition, we can actually exclude Dreyfus and his counsel from the court while evidence is being heard.
Can we?
On the ground that his counsel, being a civilian, and Dreyfus, being already a traitor, must have no chance to gain access to military secrets.
Can we do that?
We'll have to see that the right judges are appointed, sir. Mm. Judges who are sympathetic towards our ideals.
But suppose the letter isn't in Dreyfus' handwriting after all.
The letter concludes with the words, I would remind you of the hydraulic control of the gun, and I send you a note on the troops in Madagascar.
Yes?
I'll get him to write those very words so that we can compare them with the letter.
First of all, we must ask him to call at the Ministry of War, and we'll put him through a test then.
Lucy. Lucy, are you there?
Yes, Alfred. What is it?
I've received orders to report tomorrow at the Ministry of War.
Alfred, how wonderful. It must mean promotion.
Well, I suppose so.
My dear, you've worked hard for it. I'm sure there's not another man in the whole of the army who works as hard as you do.
I'm afraid the army doesn't give promotion for hard work.
It's so unfair, this discrimination. Just because you're a Jew.
Never mind, Lucy, my dear. I suppose I'm lucky to be allowed to hold rank at all. There's just one thing that puzzles me.
What's that?
They want me to wear civilian clothes.
Oh, it's just one of their silly ideas. Tomorrow night, when you come home, you'll be wanting a new uniform.
A new uniform? Why?
Because they'll have promoted you to the rank of major.
You are certain about it, aren't you?
Of course.
Dreyfus is waiting in my office, sir. He thinks he's been ordered to come here for an examination.
I see. How do you propose to induce him to write the words we want?
Leave it to me, sir.
I'd like to hear what happens.
Very well, sir. If I leave your door ajar, you'll be able to hear every word. Well, Captain Dreyfus, we're ready for you now.
Yes, sir.
First of all, I wonder if you would do me a favor.
Certainly, sir.
I've injured my finger. I can't write.
You want something written?
Yes, it's just a short note. Hardly worthwhile calling in a clerk to do it, if you don't mind. There's a pen in front of you.
Go ahead, I'm ready, sir.
I would remind you of the control of the hydraulic gun.
I would remind you of the control of the hydraulic gun.
And I send you a note on the troops in Madagascar.
And I send you a note on the troops in Madagascar.
Let me look. Captain Dreyfus, you're under arrest.
Under arrest? On what charge?
On a charge of treason to France.
Treated with a cynical contempt for justice, Dreyfus was found guilty of selling military secrets to the Germans and was sentenced to imprisonment for life on Devil's Island, the most frightful of all French penal settlements.
Here's your food, Dreyfus.
My food? Oh.
And may it choke you, traitor. May it choke you to death.
I'm no traitor, I tell you.
If I had my way, you'd have been shot. Only shooting's too good for you.
Have you any letters from Paris?
No.
It's 3 months since I had my last bet.
You ought to have no more letters, see? Orders from Paris.
Oh, orders from Paris.
And you're not to be allowed to speak to the other convicts in case you might corrupt them.
I tell you, someday I'll be proved innocent.
Will you, really? Ah, don't stand there shivering, pretending you're ill.
My friends are working for me.
Are they? Then they're wasting their time. My good life.
See me, Colonel Picard.
Yes, Madame Dreyfus. I am convinced a dreadful injustice has been done your husband.
Oh, to hear these words from a member of the general staff.
I know that your husband did not write that letter.
Who was it?
I'm almost sure it was a fellow called Lemur, a professional informer, a spy. But he is not the man who is behind it all.
Who is behind it?
Major Esterhazy.
Major Esterhazy? Of the general staff?
Yes.
But I can't believe it. He comes of an aristocratic family. He...
Have you not yet realized that it's the aristocratic families who have conspired against your husband? It is just possible that with my friends, I may be able to rescue him from Devil's Island.
You are most kind, Colonel Picard. But that would be no escape for my husband. The world would still think him a traitor.
I understand, madame. But have no fear. I will prove your husband is innocent.
Well, Henry?
Colonel Picard is hard on my track, sir.
Huh? What's he found out?
He knows that the letter wasn't written by Dreyfus. He suspects that Major Esterhazy is the man who is guilty.
You think, then, that Dreyfus is innocent?
Well, sir...
If Captain Dreyfus is innocent, he must be released.
If Captain Dreyfus is released and Major Esterhazy is found guilty, the army will be ruined. It may be unfortunate that Captain Dreyfus should suffer. But it is sometimes necessary that one man should be sacrificed for the good of the people. You wish to see me, Madame Dreyfus?
Monsieur Zola, I appeal to you on behalf of my husband.
To do what?
To have my husband freed.
You overrate my powers, madame. I am merely a simple writer.
You are the greatest writer of France. Always the weight of your pen has been thrown on the side of truth and justice.
You flatter me, madame. I have long since retired from active participation in politics.
Politics? Is that all you can see in this case? For 2 years now, my husband has been at Devil's Island. He is 37, but I am told that he now resembles a man of 60. He is kept in solitary confinement, ill, constantly threatened with death. But that is only his misfortune as an individual. Something more important than my husband is at stake. Even I, his wife, who love him, say that.
What is it?
Justice and the honor of France.
How do I know that what you say is true?
Colonel Picard will confirm every word I say. Already he has been to the Minister for War, but the Minister refuses to reopen the case.
Very well, madam. I will investigate your husband's case. If I come to the conclusion that he is innocent, I will write articles. I will do all I can to secure his release. I will even make speeches in the streets. Ladies and gentlemen, it is impossible for honest people to read the bill of accusation against Dreyfus without being overcome by indignation. What do they say against him? Dreyfus knows several languages. Crime. He works hard. Crime. No compromising papers are found in his apartment. Crime. He endeavors to learn everything. Crime. He is easily worried. Crime. He is seldom worried. Crime. Ladies and gentlemen, I accuse the Minister for War of having concealed proofs of the innocence of Dreyfus,
of having led the campaign to misdirect public opinion and cover up his own sins. I accuse the court-martial of violating all human rights in condemning a prisoner on evidence kept secret from him. But truth is on the march. Yes, truth is on the march, and nothing will stop it.
Forced to flee to England to escape the physical violence which was offered him as a result of his speech, Zola continued his campaign from England. He was joined by Georges Clemenceau, afterwards Premier of France, who introduced into the Chamber of Deputies a bill declaring Dreyfus innocent.
Mr. President, you have seen the accused Alfred Dreyfus brought back from Devil's Island especially for the purpose, and you have had opportunity to examine the various witnesses in this case. In the minds of all just people, Major Esterhazy is the man who is guilty. But Major Esterhazy has cheated the vengeance of the people. He has committed suicide. Yes, he has committed suicide this afternoon, admitting his guilt. And since it is no longer possible to take vengeance on him, all that remains to be done is to throw out of office those infamous conspirators of the General Staff, and to make reparation to Alfred Dreyfus as best we can for the wrongs he has suffered.
After 11 years' imprisonment at Devil's Island, Dreyfus was restored to the army with the rank of major by the overwhelming vote of the Chamber of Deputies. Although broken in health by his sojourn on Devil's Island, Dreyfus served with distinction in the Great War. He reached the rank of colonel and was made a Chevalier of the Legion of Honor.